All right, we are having one more week of Pledge of Allegiance that we have for our classroom pledge before the we run out. We're running out of pledges, so we need more people to record their classroom saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I did talk to at least one teacher in like the last 4 days who said, "Oh yeah, I was going to do that." Yeah, well now's your time. So if you wouldn't mind recording your classroom, and then you just send it to us. And by the way, when we say record it, I did have that conversation too, where people are like, "Well, I don't have anything to record it with," and I was like, "Well, you have a phone."
Yep, that's all we need.
And you'd be surprised how good that recording can be on your phone. So That's the easy way to do it. You record it, send it to us, pledge@jnkevin.com, and then we feature your classroom for an entire week. We have one today from Mrs. Walker's fourth grade class at Treaty Rock Elementary in Post Falls.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A meerkat expert has been sentenced over assault on a monkey handler.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Horizon Credit Union.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
It is a Monday morning, Jay. It is 7 a.m., and you know what that means.
Box office.
We got to take a look at the weekend box office. I don't want to leave my, you know, movie nuts hanging.
Right. They got to know.
Yeah. I mean, we have people tune in all the time just because they're, you know, crazy about the movies, and this is how you hear what's going on. You probably haven't heard.
Yeah.
Moana 2.
Huh.
Was number one again. $52 million over the weekend. Wicked. I already said. Moana 2 is number one. I got confused because there's a two. Wicked is number two, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At $34.9 million.
Yeah.
Gladiator 2 was number three.
Yeah.
With $12.5 million.
Gladiator II.
Let's see. Red One.
Two.
Where's Red One at? It's still the movie I think I would like to go to. Red One is number five.
My daughter and her husband went and saw Wicked. They both said they liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. He does not strike me as the guy that would like Wicked.
No, I think I was a little surprised, and that was why they called, because they wanted to try to convince my wife and I to go.
Oh,
because,
that you would maybe enjoy it.
Yeah, they're like, well, Jacob liked it, and I'm like, it makes me like Jacob less. No,
you're like, that does the opposite of what
kidding.
You think it's going to do.
I couldn't like him less.
He married your daughter. He took her from you. I loved her first.
That's right. There you go.
I held her first.
Get it, Kevin.
Oh, wow.
You know, is Stacy still listening? Stacy, who is,
I think
you
so.
Know, just not feeling it.
Probably up until that song, yeah.
Yeah, and then we played Bing Crosby, and I apologize. That was my fault.
Yeah, it was. I don't know what you did there.
I mean, because Bing Crosby is such a classic, but then when you hear it on the radio.
Ugh.
Yeah, before 7 a.m. on a Monday morning when it's dark and dreary, you're like, oh, yeah, no, this stinks.
That needs to be, you're right, at home, just like in the kitchen, like maybe Christmas Eve or something, you know.
Yeah,
then
if you're
then
not drinking something warm and just
some eggnog or something or cocoa.
Legs tucked up under the blankie.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah.
That's not a get ready to go. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, you know what we need on like a Monday morning is maybe some
today.
Like,
is going to be a great day.
What's that, Steve? Yeah. What do we need?
Well, we need that.
Mm-hmm.
And also maybe like a little, you know, Miss Brenda Lee or something.
Oh, a little rock around the
Christmas
around,
tree. Yeah, that's pretty positive.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I just wondered if Stacy had something else that she, you know, liked that would maybe help out.
Oh, that's a great idea, yeah.
Anything that we could...
She just said she's still listening.
She's still listening.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy, do you like jokes?
Okay.
No.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
I mean, I don't have a good one right now.
Oh, no. You teased her with a joke and then you don't even have one?
I did. And I'm sure I could think of one, but I just didn't know. I don't want to waste my time thinking of one if she doesn't like them.
If she doesn't like jokes.
Yeah.
Well, she's headed to work now. I mean, I don't know if you're listening in some, have headphones or something with you, Stacey, or what your story is there, but maybe she's just listening on the app.
Oh, could be.
Wait, she's in work or she's heading
on her way to the bus stop?
And she wow.
And she said she likes jokes.
She does?
This is real-time texting.
Okay. This is a real conversation going on right now.
I mean, let's do our best to make her happy.
I play that Brenda Lee song, but she cusses in it, so I can't do it.
What? Does she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right.
What?
Maybe we'll have some peep pie and a do-do-do-do. Got a joke, Kev?
Which kind of insect hates Christmas?
I don't know.
Bah, humbug.
Yeah, she's going to have to go someplace else for the jokes.
What do you call an old snowman?
I don't know.
Water. Steve, what do you got?
That's funny. Oh, I don't have anything.
What do you call the ducks that live at the North Pole?
Penguins?
Christmas quackers.
Okay.
Why is everybody so thirsty at the North Pole, Kevin?
Boy, I don't know.
Noel.
All
right. Hey, what's a vegan's favorite Christmas song?
I don't know.
Soy to the world.
Soy to the world.
Way See, better than I thought it was going to be.
That made me giggle.
Way better than I thought you were going to get. Good work, buddy.
You're welcome, Stace.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Try it again. Start it from the top. You had it. It was perfect.
Kevin James.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Make fun.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kevin.
Good morning, guys. My boyfriend is a total city boy. He's so great. He treats me like gold, which of course my family loves. But my dad has some issues with the fact that he doesn't know how to do anything manly. He thinks it's unacceptable, and he says, you know what? When you guys visit for Christmas, I'm going to be making him do some manly stuff. We're going to change a tire, the oil, etc. He also has other stuff planned, but won't tell me what it is. Mm-hmm. I kind of find it to be ridiculous. I mean, come on. During Christmas, my dad says I'm doing you a favor, honey. Making sure you're falling in love with a man who can take care of you. Am I wrong thinking dad is overstepping some boundaries, or is dad right and this should be something that is done? That is from McKenna.
509-441-0999. That's the number Todd called. Todd, what's up?
Hey, good morning. So I do kind of understand her concern. It's during the holidays, and mm-hmm. she just wants to enjoy the holidays. But I understand dad's concerns. I mean, when your daughter's with somebody, you want him to be able to take care of her. If he's got a brawl to protect her, you want him to be able to brawl. And if things go south, he needs to know how to grow a garden and put some game in the freezer and take care of his family. And
a man, Todd. God, your voice is manly. The words you're saying are manly. I'm getting excited.
Oh, dude. Well, I just feel like a lot of young men have lost basic skill sets today.
Certainly.
They're used to paying to have everything done, and that doesn't work if things go south.
Well, plus, sometimes maybe his dad just didn't do that stuff. So,
right.
You know, it's harder to learn.
And maybe he didn't even have a dad in the house,
sure.
which isn't his fault. So I would gauge his response. Maybe he'll welcome learning some of these skills, or, you know, maybe he'll be embarrassed by it being pointed out that he doesn't have them. I don't know. But
I guess a lot of it, you're right, might be the approach and it might be the quantity of said skills taught during the moment.
Got to take a breath and enjoy life a little bit, but maybe give him a little education in between.
Plus, maybe you could ask him if he wants to. You know, right. you may think that, Todd. Like you say, hey, man, I was thinking maybe I could show you this or that or whatever the case might be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if dad's attitude is positive and there to help.
Yep.
That's different than like, I'm kind of disappointed in you, boy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that changes it.
You know, said boyfriend might have a lot of fun going back to the city and going, I shot 6 guns last weekend.
Sure,
and, you know,
yeah.
So might give him a little bragging rights when he gets back.
For sure, yeah.
Learned a new skill, so.
Todd, appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
You too, bud. Todd should have just talked the rest of the show.
Yeah,
he reminded me of.
You know what? Manly Mondays with Todd.
Manly Mondays Todd.
Because, I mean, it didn't just start with like, yeah, you should learn these skills. I mean, he was like, if things go south, you can plant a garden and grow food and stock your freezer with.
He said, throw some game in the freezer.
I mean,
grow a garden and throw some game in. Because when he said grow a, I was concerned. And then he said garden.
I'm with you, yes.
And then I was like, okay. And then he said, throw some game in the freezer.
Do you know what that means, Steve?
He's on the phone.
Okay. I'm just take that as a no.
Oh, man. I mean, he's not wrong. I think the approach is the important part, I would imagine.
I think so.
And that goes for, you know, when you're trying to teach anybody anything. But it is pretty common, I would think, that especially if someone's from a quote-unquote city, that they may not have a lot of those kind of what would typically be country skills, I guess you might say.
Right.
And offering the service to teach
is good.
It's all about the teacher at that point than it is the teachee.
And I think this is a simple conversation where McKenna just says to dad, like, hey, listen, I talked to him. What do you think his name is? Let's pick a city boy name who doesn't know any country stuff at all.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to think of what this kid's name is. McKenna and, what's a good?
Bradley?
Cordell.
Stewart? Cordell Stewart. Carson?
Carson, yeah. Sometimes I could slip into a Carson being a country boy, too.
Pierce?
But, oh, Pierce. Yeah, Pierce, city boy.
Pierce.
But, I mean, even just Steven isn't great.
Easy with that. What was your comment before? What did I miss? What did you say?
Did you know what, grow your own garden and throw some game in the freezer meant? I think is what he's looking for.
Do I know what that means?
Yeah, throw some game in the freezer.
Like some animal
cake? Yeah, right.
Some what?
Yes. Why are you afraid to say it?
Because it feels wrong.
No, it feels right. Not some board games. That's not what he meant. Yeah.
No, yeah. No, I know, yeah. Like, you know, something tastes a little gamey.
How about Declan, Kevin?
Declan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. City boy.
Yeah, I love how people are texting in city boy names.
Oh, Chad, they love that, don't they?
Chad. This Carson said, I grew up not too far from Kevin, so I'm not a city boy.
Oh, is that Carson Weber? That's my.
I'm guessing.
That's my guy.
That's your guy.
Yeah, they country boys. Country boys. Well, I would say this. I think, Kevin, McKenna, the biggest thing is to just have the talk with dad, and let's just make a compromise. Let's not do it at Christmas. I can get how that feels a little weird, right?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, let's just enjoy the holidays. Now, if the boyfriend's like, yeah, that's cool. I actually would kind of like that. I never got a chance to learn that stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
Then go for it.
Yeah.
But could be some good bonding time for him and dad.
Absolutely. Just depending how it's all presented and if he's interested. Kind of got to read the room at that point.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Four. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Put that on the poll.
What are you doing in there? Yeah, put that on the poll.
Have you ever
put a toilet seat by your face for funsies?
Kevin James.
By the way, how do you spell funsie?
F-U-N.
Careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it just Z-I-E or is that?
I was going to say Z-Y, but that doesn't seem right either.
It doesn't want to accept it, clearly.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We'll get to another Coyote Country Christmas wish here in about 15 minutes. And our delivery day sponsor today is ACI Coatings, your painting contractor, family run in the Pacific Northwest since 1996. Thanks to them, and we'll talk to some folks from ACI Coatings coming up about 9 o'clock this morning. Also, since I'm giving you the timetable coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll qualify you. We have another Christmas cash week where someone's going to win $1,000.
Yes.
So we qualify you 5 times a day, draw at the end of the week. It's just that simple, and our times are 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4 today. Okay?
Okay.
All right. We must discuss. It's entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. I don't believe we will have any spoilers in this conversation, so we should be fine. Huh? But we must discuss what happened last night. And overall, what is happening with Yellowstone? I mean, Kevin, you said something this morning that I was glad you said to me before we went on the air, which was, are you prepared to be extremely disappointed by the end of Yellowstone?
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It's tough to end.
I did see this, though.
Show.
Last night, my wife asked the question. She said, Kevin's watching. I said, yes, Kevin's watching. I said, I'm sure he's, you know, he has watched, and I'm sure he is watching now. And then she asked if Steve was watching Yellowstone, and I said, I don't believe Steve's seen any of it. And you have, you, Steve?
I have not.
Okay. So, yeah, I get what you're saying, Kevin. Difficult to end.
Well, any series, right? Yeah. Any like really good series like that. It's hard to have a great ending. And when there's already been a pretty major twist.
Sure, that was uncontrollable.
Of this second part, right.
Mm-hmm, or at least.
You go, okay, well, that's, you know, it makes it even more difficult to get the story.
First of all, why are they saying that it's the series finale and not, or the season finale and not the series finale?
Yeah, they're like season finale. And I'm like, no, I thought it was a series finale.
Plus, there's so many things.
Are they telling us something?
Well, and they're, you know how it is with the internet. It's hard to know what's a trick and what's not.
Oh, but I know.
They've been saying now for quite some time that, you know, oh, there's going to be a spinoff with Casey.
Sure.
And then there's going to be this and the next series, the next season. And I'm like, what is happening? I mean, I feel like I'm really dumb about it because I can't even decipher what's fake anymore. I don't even know.
I'm with you. It is hard to try to get. I mean, like I would Google right now, what's going on? Is there going to be a season 6? No, you're just going to get so much information that makes it too hard. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, you're right. You're going to get something, but who knows whether it's true or not.
Yeah, it was interesting how it said season finale, not series finale.
John, what do you got for us on this?
Hey, Boston John, you guys, Merry Christmas season. And first of all, the best ending would be is that John Dutton is not dead. It's a faux sham put on by him and Beth and to get all the bad apples out of the Montana state legislator.
Wow.
Look at that twist, huh?
Huh?
How about that? That would be pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, should I be the writer?
Yeah, well, you need to call Taylor Sheridan because after what happened last week, there was some anger with that scenario. I know.
It's just that, to me, that would be the perfect ending for that series.
Yeah, that would be, there'd be a lot of people in on it, but how great would that be?
I mean,
I feel like maybe that, you know, nothing's off the table. All right, John, thank you, brother. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
Yep, see you, buddy.
You too, John. You know what's hilarious? Taylor Sheridan's character on the show last night was, they've kind of looked into him a little bit, but not much. What can I think of his name? Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelsey. Something.
Yeah.
Kelsey.
The horse trainer. That whole look into his life was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
And the story Rip told about why they're friends.
That was great.
First of all, was the most, look it up. That had to be the most words Rip has ever spoken.
In a row
in an episode.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And it was great. It was a great story. And it was just one of those where I was like, oh, man, Taylor Sheridan, way to make a great character of yourself.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah.
He has total control, though.
Right? I was going to say, yeah, he didn't have to go far to get that character.
His muscles is big.
I can't wait for the robots.
He likes to take his shirt off in the shows that he's in because he's in Lioness, too.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Good God almighty. And then I watched Landman yesterday. Did you watch that?
I didn't see the new one, no.
Oh.
I had to watch one. I was watched a previous one. I think it was previous.
What was it? Was it...
Where they decided to get back together again.
Okay, yep. Nope, there's a new one where they are...
I haven't watched that yet.
Yeah, it's good stuff, Jay. Also, they are doing something, and I need to see if I can figure it out, but it's a Texas thing, maybe.
Okay.
The music that they are playing during the show...
Of Landman?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds exactly like Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's maybe the same composer or something. I need to try to get some info on it. It makes me like the show even more.
Wow.
Because I hear it and I instantly go, wait, I'm watching Friday Night Lights. But I'm not. I'm watching Landman, which is just as good.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, he likes to make music a big portion of his shows.
Yeah,
Taylor Sheridan.
Last night it was what? The Turnpike Troubadours concert.
Sure, one of my favorites.
Yeah, those guys have a good following.
Now, I'm just going to tell you, there we go. The last episode of Yellowstone, it was going to be like, what, 7 hours? Because you got a lot to wrap up.
Is it a 2-hour episode?
Well, I don't know. It was like 1 hour and 25 last night. It's hard to know how long they're going to be.
Oh, are they just all over the place?
Yeah, they're just all over. Yeah, well, okay. We feel like going this long.
Okay.
I'm going to Google. See what it says. Oh, there it just came right up.
Final episode is.
It doesn't say. Of course it doesn't.
I probably haven't finished writing it.
They're still putting it together. They're still trying to figure it out.
Bring everybody back. I got an idea.
Yeah, never mind. Episode 14, episode 15. We're going to keep on going. Yeah. Anyway. There's got a lot to do. Yesterday was one of those where I was watching the episode. I go, hey, you know what? That's real fun and everything. What a cute little episode we've had.
Yeah.
What a cute little episode.
But
what a great little, you know, middle of the road, medium episode, not second to the last one for the all time. That one, oh, come on, man.
I know. You know what was weird? It was last week's episode when I came in and said to you, well, that was unnecessary. And you were like, absolutely.
Yeah, completely.
And I'm still trying to figure out why that was necessary. Is it just so that they could look back and be like the thing last night where they paid tribute to John and to a cowboy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean,
was that...
Seemed unnecessary.
It did. It's just adding to the story to make it unnecessary, but...
Wanted to see Teeter cry? I don't know. Well, it better be good. That's all I'm saying is I'm going to have high hopes. No, I have high expectations and low hopes for the finale.
So you won't be disappointed then.
I have high hopes and low expectations.
You prepare for the worst and you hope for the best.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Now, would I try a plant-based hot dog? Sure. Are they better for you or are they...
Better than a real hot dog? Are you kidding me? Those things are amazing for you.
Kevin James.
That is an official statement of the Jay and Kevin Show.
Thank you, Kevin.
A real hot dog? Those things are amazing for you.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Chance to qualify for some Christmas cash coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. It's $1,000 and we'll draw... Well, not only for this last week's qualifiers, we draw for that today. And then, you know, for this week's qualifiers, we draw another 1,000. So...
Love it. Just every week, money.
That's right. We'll qualify at 8 o'clock this morning. Well, thanks to all of our sponsors here, we're able to do a Christmas wish. And thanks to today's sponsor, which is ACI Coatings, the painting contractor. Family run, by the way, since 1996. They're our sponsor for today for our deliveries. And this is a Christmas wish. We had a chance to talk to Sherry. What day was that? Was that Friday?
Yeah.
When she came here? Yeah,
sure was.
Had a chance to talk to Sherry about her Christmas wish. Last week.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sherry?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Sherry, it's Jay and Kevin from Coyote Country. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Hey, we have this Christmas wish program that we do every year where folks nominate somebody in their life that might be having a little bit of a hard time. And your friend Jayla actually nominated you this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'd like to read what she wrote for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to nominate my best friend Sherry for Christmas wish. Within the last year, I've watched my friend struggle and struggle, but still give to everyone. Her dad became sick and had less than 6 months to live. Sherry spent most of her time taking care of her father, all while being a mom to 9 children between the ages of 3 and 13. When Sherry's dad passed away, it became a financial burden, but Sherry didn't give up. Instead, we watched her plan and raise money to give her dad exactly what he wanted. This year, her husband was also diagnosed with some health issues, which forced him to become a stay-home dad. And then Sherry had to get a job working long hours to make ends meet. Throughout all of this, Sherry managed to stay in college classes and just graduated in October. I don't know how she did it, or how she keeps going. But I've seen this woman pull out her last dollar to buy someone else a meal or give the shoes off her feet to someone who didn't have any. Sherry amazes me every day and is so deserving of a Christmas wish.
Well.
Wow, Sherry, how does hearing those words that she wrote about you, how does that make you feel?
Oh, they just warmed my heart. No.
And we also want to say that we're so sorry for the loss of your father.
Thank you.
It sounds like it's been a really hard year for you guys. And, you know, being a mom, 9 kids, that's a job all on its own. And everything else on top of that makes it much harder.
Yeah.
So what we'd love to do for you, Sherry, is grant you a Christmas wish. And Jay's going to tell you exactly what that is.
We have some gift cards here that we're going to send your way. We're going to send you an Avista gift card to help with the utilities. We've got some Yolk's Fresh Market gift cards for the food and the groceries. We also have a Walmart gift card, an Amazon gift card, and a Visa gift card that you can spend those however you want for this Christmas for those kids.
Yeah. Thank you.
You are so welcome, and I hope you guys have a great Christmas. And it helps out a little bit this year, and things get a little brighter for you.
It most definitely will. Thank you. I appreciate it, and Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe can help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loading lots of toys and goodies on his way. pass by to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from many times, many ways. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Kevin, time for some news. What do you have?
Stop it with them googly eyes.